of dust suspended in a sunbeam. Carl Sagan, speaking of what Earth looks like from space. People are giving up not just hope, but their lives. Reports of suicides are streaming in. Today's zeitgeist is, why even try? So is that it? Have the aliens won? Have they supplanted us as a species on this, our once great planet, Earth? Is it time to just roll over, kiss our asses goodbye, and take what they give us? Or do we fight? Someone once said that he won by merely surviving. Is that our only goal now, just to survive? It doesn't seem like enough, does it? We'd achieved a golden age here on Earth. Whatever we wanted, we could find it at the click of a button. If we wanted it sooner, we could have gone to a big box store. Foods from all over the world were at our disposal. We could watch movies, listen to music, and live. Really, live. There are those who would see a return to that. Then there are those who, like Henry David Thoreau, would see us achieve a simpler kind of life. I'm not sure which one is the loftier ideal, but I am certain that either one is better than dying. The old bard said it best when he said, to be or not to be. So you ask me, good listeners, which one will you be? Someone who wants to die, or someone who wants to live? Conspiracy Theory Talk Radio, Night Stalker Monologue, number 1721. Part 1. Chapter 1. War was always here. Before man was, war waited for him. The ultimate trade, awaiting its ultimate practitioner. Cormac McCarthy, Blood Meridian, or The Evening Redness in the West. Not even the cold burn of the frigid ocean spray could scour away my sins. Yet I still embraced it, leaning into the bow of the Umiak as it bucked on 3-foot seas, letting the water splash and sizzle against my bare skin. Summer was almost over, and the warm days were already skidding into another Bering Strait winter. So this would be our last hunt until next spring. We were searching for polar bear and hunting with traditional weapons. I was invited to the expedition to learn the old ways, so I could become closer with my new tribe. I stretched out my arms to embrace the moment, wind searing my face, the spray of water soothing the newest of my tattoos. I closed my eyes and let the faces of each of the men's and women's names I'd put on me flash past, the wind and surf washing them clean of the dirt and grime of their deaths, leaving only the inked letters. Mike 1 and Mike 2, killed in Iraq. Olivares, killed in Vegas. Mackenzie, killed at Kilimanjaro. Macabre, killed in Los Angeles. And the others. So many. Too many for one person to be able to handle. I'd barely been able to deal with my own existence, much less bear the responsibility for so many dead. Mother knew this when she sent me here. I'd come to a new understanding about death. Death didn't have to be the end. Death could be the beginning as well. I'd come trying to forget, trying to exercise the knowledge from my psyche so I could heal. But forgetting had been the absolute wrong thing to do. I should have been remembering the lives they'd lived, the sacrifices they'd made, the moments of pure joy that we'd shared. And it took coming to this snow-blasted corner of the world for me to figure that out. The Yupik people of St. Lawrence Island believe in reincarnation. Whether it be a person or an animal, they revered people who died or